Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday. I am your hostess, Misbehaving Erica Jarvis. Welcome to the Red Room Unleashed Radio. Happy Thursday. Good evening. We're almost at the end of the week. Thank goodness. Oh. I hope you guys are feeling good. I know you guys out there looking good. Summertime in the shy is always the best time to act up and act right. So I want to thank you guys for coming through and joining me tonight. I took a little break in doing this podcast, but I'm back. I am back. I'm back, and I am so excited to be here tonight. I have a few things going on. I have, I want to get right into it. So, with everything's going on and everyone's changing, you know, their lives around is upside down, sideways, and all of that stuff, you know. I still like to believe that we can still have some type of normalcy in our lives. It may have some little adjustments, but I think we can, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to share in some good information, some good entertainment, and encourage you to always unleash wherever you are and whoever you're with, make it a good one. So, a couple of things. We have some guests that I will be bringing on in a few minutes. Some business owners. I wanted to do something special tonight and invite some folks who are doing their thing out there. And aside from that, talk about what's been going on with Unleash Your Inhibitions and just with me. And of course, tonight's topic, which is 8 ways to touch her without touching her. Yes, yes. So I hope you have your drink, whatever you have in front of you. I have my glass of white, and I am only going to drink a half a glass tonight because I think I overindulged the other night when we were celebrating Shaka Khan. So I'm going to just slow down for a minute and chill and just have a half a glass of white wine. So cheers to you all. Had to take my sip to lubricate. And let's make this a really nice night, okay? I hope you guys are staying in tune with your business owner friends, your artist friends, artists, support your artists. We're still out here doing our thing, even though we may not have shows, but we're still acting up and acting out in our homes or in our private spaces, and giving you terrific content, exciting content to get through this. So keep supporting your artist friends out there, you guys, whether it's promoting their page, which only takes, 10 seconds, purchasing their products or their services, word of mouth, brag on them. You know, that's free. So, you know, don't limit yourself and think, okay, well, they are right. No, don't take it for granted, y'all. You know, we're not trying to sit here and just drink wine and eat ramen noodles all summer. So support your artist friends. Let them know that you're thinking of them, okay? Speaking of supporting artists, I have my Unleashed book that's out. It's on Amazon, so you can pick that up. Unleashed, it's The Decks of Poetry by Erica Jarvis. So that's on Amazon if you want to check that out. So it's a collection of some little sexy poems. And rhinestone bras. I've been bedazzling the tatas for some ladies during this pandemic, and it's been quite fun. So if you guys are interested in that, so ladies, if you want to bedazzle your bras, then hit me up. Fellas, you know, if you have a special lady that you would like to see in something a little bit burlesque, sexy, you know, something, you know, out of the ordinary that you don't normally wear in the bedroom, but you want to just have her blinged out and let her feel sexy, then treat her to a bra. Treat her to a bra. And, you know, it makes the girls shiny. Girls shiny. Make her feel good all over. That's what we all about, making us feel good. What else I got going on? Oh, we have our workshops. We have our virtual workshops that I do every Monday night. So follow me on Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions, or Erica Jarvis, Erica with a K. And I'm also on Instagram. You can follow me there, Unleash Your Inhibitions, Misbehaving. And find out all the happenings of what we got going on. All right, now we got that out the way. Purpose of the show, to entertain you, to enlighten you, to educate you. And let's make this a mutual thing. So I give information, you give me some information. You know, let's talk, let's chat, give me some feedback, give me some ideas of what you would like to hear or learn about. Then, hey, it's something that I may not know all the answers to, but I'll surely find out for you, and then we can learn together. How about that? All right? So the call-in number, let me give that to you, because that's kind of important, isn't it? Yeah. So the call-in number, if you have any questions for our guest or for myself, or if you have some comments, then feel free to call in. That number for you to call in is area code 516-666-9898. The number is 516-666-9896. Call in if you have a comment or you have a question or you just want to share some good with me, then do that, okay? I would definitely bring you on. So tonight's topic, ways to touch her without touching her, is something that we definitely need to talk about, especially with this day and age where there's a lot of social distancing. Some couples may not get a chance to see each other on a regular basis, and they're trying to find creative ways to keep the flame going. So you know, most of us are living and we're working in this world that's built upon the pursuit and the attainment of order, logic, and success without thinking of the warmth and the emotion and the sexiness, right? We're spending our days trying to do more in order to get more and more, but are you really working towards more happiness and more joy in your personal and your sexual well-being? I mean, we get it. You know, you're grinding, you're studying, you're thinking, you're planning, you're doing all these adult things. Adulting sucks sometimes, but adulting can also suck. So we want to do that. We want to have a nice balance, okay? And you can't have enough of the touch, the power of touch without touching. So we can be in touch with the email, and even do people even do love letters anymore? Do they do the like send snail mail? No, I would like that one day. Like if somebody just send me a love letter through the mail, that would be really nice. I really miss that. These instant messages that we have, you know, the texting and all that stuff. Yeah, all of that stuff is nice. You can use that to your advantage. But, you know, we're going to have to get more creative, y'all. We need to, you know, think more out the box. And that's what we're here to do tonight. We're going to think more out the box. We're going to talk to some guests and see if they even have some suggestions as far as touching her without touching her. Bam. Mm-hmm. So, now I said earlier that I want to do something different as far as highlighting our entrepreneurs, our business owners. Our business owners, I swear, aside from our essential workers who are the true MVPs, we definitely have some business owners out there who are doing it and doing it well. And they will definitely appreciate your support and your love. So I wanted to highlight some business owners tonight. So that way, you know, you may have heard of them or you may have not, or you've been looking for a certain service, but you don't quite know who to go to, or you're looking for Black-owned business owners, and that's your goal. You want to make sure you strive for supporting Black businesses, and that's hot. That's hot. So we want our Black dollars to go to Black business owners. So we have some Black business owners who are on deck who can talk to you about their business, okay? So I am going to take one more sip before I bring on my first business owner. And wow, that was so good. Our first business owner, her name is Charlie Talley, and I hope I am pronouncing the last name correctly. And she is the owner of the Traveling Tender LLC, which is a mobile bartending and event staffing company. So we are going to bring on Charlie Talley of the Traveling Tender and get some more information. And I'm going to give her the floor so you guys can hear what she has to say about her business. Hi, Charlie.
OMG. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, a little bit. You were breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Is this better?
That's better.
Okay. It's not, but it's not perfect, is it?
No, it's not. It's not perfect, Charlie. keep talking to
okay,
me.
Okay, what about now?
We'll see. A little bit better.
A little bit better. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
okay.
Now we can hear you.
We got it.
I can hear you clear. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm Charlie.
Charlie.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Erica, for allowing me to be part of this. Awesome.
So
awesome.
Welcome.
First, I want to say thanks, Erica,
for allowing me to be part of Unleash Radio. This is a beautiful platform you have. I love the subject matter that you're covering. I think very many of our folks.
And so thank you for filling a need within our community.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure, my honor. Love it.
And for everyone else listening, thank you so much for tuning in, too. It's really important that that we continue to communicate even when we might be more distanced for safety. So awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Erica's given me an opportunity to talk to you about our little business, which is the Traveling Tender. And the Traveling Tender is a small woman-owned business, a small black woman-owned business based here in Chicago. We are within the hospitality industry, and we are a mobile bartending service that also functions as event staffers as well. And essentially what that means is that we put a bar anywhere you need one, anywhere outside of a bar or restaurant or hotel that you need a bar, whether it be for a party or a corporate event, or a reunion or prom, your wedding or business launch. We are actually certified and insured in the state of Illinois to serve liquor off-premise. Which is pretty important because there are celebrations and functions that just don't always fit in the bar, restaurant, cafe, or current arena for celebrating. And that's what we do. Our team here in Chicago, we are 16 individuals. We've got 16 bartenders, wait staff, and cocktail servers in the Chicagoland area who their entire love of hospitality is spent on these events.
Awesome. Now, how long have you been in business?
This is our 9th year in business. Yes, we've been in business for 9 years this October.
Wow. Congratulations. Coming up to the Big Ten.
Thank you, Erica.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome. It's scary.
It's good. So how are you? Now, with these events that are not quite happening, when, you know, Auntie Lightfoot Lori is just like, you know, closing a lot of spaces where we cannot congregate in the capacity that we're normally, you know, we're used to. So what are you doing to manage your business during this pandemic?
I'm so glad you asked, Erica. You know, due to COVID, and I know that unless you're under a rock, you know that COVID has affected almost every industry, and in particular the hospitality industry. As our business, we took an entire hiatus for a few months there where we were not active at all. And unfortunately, beyond the financial blow to our team actually kind of thrives on personal interaction. That's why they do so well in this space. So it was kind of hard for many of them. But we are really fortunate that on our team, we have not suffered any health or medical scares. And we're fortunate in that respect. We actually salute Mayor Lightfoot and Governor Pritzker for erring on the side of caution. It's really important from my perspective, it's important that we remain safe, and that we plan for a tomorrow by protecting ourselves today. And that said, you know, we only recently resumed taking client events, and we don't take all of them. We have respected the guidelines from the CDC in changing some of the ways that we interact with our guests. And we've also respected the guidelines from the governor's office and ensuring that our clients are not packing them into a tent we might, you know, want to. I will say that being in phase four has actually opened some more opportunity than we imagined for us to get back to the grind, for the simple fact that for your home-based party, which may be replacing, the couple may have had a wedding booked at an event venue, 150 people scheduled to come out, and instead now they're planning in its place what we call a micro wedding, where there's 20, 25 people gathering at their home, maybe in a backyard, maybe in a tent, but they're gathering at their home to witness their nuptials and have a mini reception safely, of course, all masked up, with safety in place. But you can't do it the same as you would have before. There is no buffet. It just makes no sense to lay food out and expect people to handle food communally. Fortunately, our team has everyone within our team are sanitation certified, and that's something that we did even prior to COVID. And that said, we are actually assisting those same clients with offering a sit-down reception for a much smaller guest list, but also safely.
Mm-hmm.
And it relieves them from having, you know, their mom or their aunt delivering food and
mm-hmm.
the guesswork that goes behind that.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, that's a hard one. When you have to tell mom and auntie they can't bring their salad or their famous mac and cheese, can't do that.
Yeah.
So the Michael wedding,
oh, yeah.
That's very creative. I like that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's been working. And, you know, while, again, it's been a financial hardship for us throughout this, and even currently, we are really happy to see that that our clients and their guests have been creative in ways to celebrate safely. Because, of course, you know, there are ways for us to interact,
mm-hmm.
but we simply can't pack them into the place like we may have before. There is no
mm-hmm.
crowded nightclubs like we might have had last year this time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still out
so,
here making memories, and that's
important.
Oh, and
that's
we're still out here making
though.
Memories, and that's pretty key to what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. So you are a woman owned and operated with 16, right? 16 on staff.
16. We have 16 staff members in this space. We have a couple in other states as well. But we focus on the
mm-hmm.
Chicagoland area largely.
Okay, gotcha. So with no buffet, so does that make the events a little bit shorter?
It could. However, what we're finding is that events have not been shorter. Some of our clients have decided to, instead of having 25 people for 4 hours, they may have a adjusted guest list. They may have 25 people for the first couple hours and then, you know, a late range of guests coming later. But for the most part, it
okay.
hasn't really adjusted the amount of times they're celebrating. It's really just changed how we are. And by contracting with us, we're able to give them a little bit of guidance on how to make their celebration a bit more safer. You know, a lot of the outdoor events, and many of them getting the most out of their mortgage, where they're taking their own backyards or their own driveways, and they're putting up tents, and they're renting tables and cloths, and they're, you know, having a photographer come out and a few family and friends, and they are actually turning their homes into their event venue. In that case, we've actually also been able to offer nuggets of wisdom that we've gathered over the years. Like, you know, if you only have one bathroom in your home and you've got 30 people coming, let's talk about creating sanitation stations. Because
mm-hmm.
as a contractor, I feel most comfortable having my team work an event where people are being safe, where people are being clean and taking the care to sanitize their hands and wrists and things of that sort. We've had clients where we've suggested that instead of your typical favors, that they offer, you know, coordinated face masks as an entry gift. And that actually takes some of the pressure off of that. You know, everyone's got that one auntie who's like, I'm not going to wear this because it doesn't go with my outfit or
mm-hmm.
it makes me
right.
like I'm in the hospital. Yeah, it makes them feel
mm-hmm.
like they're part of a team or part of the effort. Everyone wants to coordinate with the event. So, you know, there are a couple of things
mm-hmm.
that we're able to help them transition into this, what we call new normal.
Mm-hmm. Great. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy that your business is still thriving and there's still a heartbeat. How can someone get a hold of you? Do you have a social media page or phone number, website?
Yes, good question, Erica. We are on social media. We are not very active on social media, meaning we don't have the most elaborate pages because we prefer to be out with our guests and our clients. But you can find
mm-hmm.
us on both Facebook and Instagram. We are The Traveling Tender. That's T-H-E. Traveling, T-R-A-V-E-L-I-N-G, Tender, T-E-N-D-E-R. And again, it's Tender, not like the dating site. It's Tender as in the end of bartender. And you can find us out there. It's so important to point out.
Yeah,
you'll find us on Instagram. Or you can simply search social media for hashtag the traveling tender. If you're local and you prefer to call or text, feel free to call or text us round the clock at 312-880-7007. And we have staff available to pick up the line and respond to the line from as early as 5 a.m. to as late as 2 a.m. So we're happy to help if we can.
Great. Well, I'm definitely going to keep your information, because whenever things open up, Ben, and Unleash Your Inhibitions is ready to rock and roll, then we'll be contacting you, Charlie. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us and share some information. This is something new. I've never heard of micro weddings and how folks are really turning their homes into a venue and just getting very creative. And you're assisting them in this process and still making memories. That's very important. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Erica. Thank you, Erica. And we hope to collaborate with you soon. We've actually witnessed a number of your events, and we know that you have a way of attracting Chicago's finest and most creative to those events. So we hope to collaborate with you soon.
Thank you so much. And you have a great evening.
You too, Erica. Is it okay if I stay on and listen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please do.
All right. Thanks.
All right, so that was Charlie Talley of the Traveling Tender LLC, the mobile bartending and event staffing company. So that's who you heard from, you guys. Support your Black business owners out there, and do your thing. So let's keep it going. I'm so excited. This is like girl power tonight, because our next guest, she's also a Black business owner and queen in it. And doing her thing, and she has been a true asset and a positive and beautiful force to be reckoned with when it comes to her events as well. She has also been a part of Unleash Your Inhibitions in the past as well, bringing out models, sexy lingerie, and things for our guests to take home and play with. So let me go ahead and get our guest on the line here. Hello. Let's see. Do we have Miss Juicy on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, hi, I miss you so much. I had to say it.
I miss you more. I know. It's been a long time. How you been?
Oh, I'm good. I am good. I am not, there's no complaints. I'm good, and I'm so happy that I had a chance to peep you out this afternoon and get on this show tonight. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to go home. I got to get in. Mm-hmm. I got to be ready. So, yes, thank you so much for having me, girl. Miss you. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Miss you, too. Miss you, too. Yes. So without further ado, Miss Juicy of Juicy Boutique, please tell the world what's going on with you.
Well, hello, world. I am Miss Juicy of Juicy Boutique, and I am a Black-owned business that sells adult toys, novelties, and lingerie. I am also an erotic advisor as well, so I help single women, single men, couples with their relationships on the erotic side of the house. I am also a paid dominatrix and a radio show host. We brought back Juicy Tales Erotic Chat, and Erica, you'll definitely have to be on there to talk about Unleash, of course. Let's see, anything else naughty that I do just about, and I'm also an erotic event planner, so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that I'm known for.
Yes, a woman of many hats.
Yes. So tonight I'd like to share with everyone, since we're talking about the topic tonight with about not being able to touch and mm-hmm. and the things that everyone's going through right now with this pandemic. I hope that everyone is staying safe, needless to say. This mm-hmm. has been quite a 2020, okay? Quite a mm-hmm. 2020. And for mm-hmm. the erotic business, it has hit us very, very hard, because definitely most of the erotic businesses are about touch.
Mm-hmm.
they're about being with your partner and, you know, doing all kinds of nice, wild, crazy things, maybe going to lifestyle events or lifestyle parties or things along those lines, and you're not able to do that. You know, they're not really, they're telling you and suggesting that you don't even start a new relationship at this point. So it has been difficult for us. It's been difficult for the sex workers, especially the sex workers of color as well, who I support mm-hmm. Wholeheartedly. So, mm-hmm. but just managed to weather the storm. And we're continuing to come up with ways to help a lot of people out there. One of the things that's really great about what I do is I base my business on eroticism. So eroticism, if you look up the definition, is actually about no touch, how to arouse your partner, how to make yourself feel sensual and sexy. So we have the products to do all of that, from self-love to which we can do with toys or oils or lotions, to novelties, something to make you laugh or make your partner laugh, and to lingerie, mm-hmm. which makes everyone feel absolutely wonderful, whether you have a partner or not.
mm-hmm.
You need to have mm-hmm. some sexy lingerie, right, Erica?
Absolutely. I'm all about the lingerie. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love to play dress up.
Exactly. And there's nothing quite like a stressful day. Ladies, let me just tell you, get your wine, change your sheets on your bed, take your bath, get out your bath, dry off, slip on some beautiful sexy lingerie, few candles, a little mm-hmm. soft music, and you are going to sleep like a baby, okay? You are going to get that rest that you deserve after a hard day. So mm-hmm. we sell lingerie from sizes small all the way up to 4X. So your T-shirts and your sweatpants, ladies, are not sleep attire. So please stop it. Thank you. Just stop. You ladies, take the time to dress up to go out, but don't take the time to dress up to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly,
that just right. Just, you'll dress up for strangers and won't dress up for your partner.
Mm. Yeah, and I, you know what? And I really think a woman is really cheating herself when she does that. Like, almost like taking it for granted, like just, okay, yeah, we're just going to go kick it and I'm there. But it's like, you know, he's been around dudes all day, or he's just been around whoever and just kind of just hanging out. So he kind of likes to see something that's a little bit softer and like, okay, I see you and you doing your thing. So then he will, because I think it goes both ways. I think men should also put in some effort to show mm-hmm. up and show out for the lady as well. So if I'm asked to wear my heels, then I'll wear my mm-hmm. heels, but you need to do something too.
And Juicy Boutique also services the men. So we've got a wide variety of boxers, some barely there underwear, pajama pants. Mm-hmm. So we do, mm. we do also cater to our men, some even costumes, okay, you know, maybe a little role play in the evening.
A little role play is always nice. Yes.
We've got costumes for men and women. Yes. Halloween can be all year round, you guys. Halloween can be all year round.
So, Ducey, let me ask you this real quick. So, with this pandemic that's happening, what are some suggestions from you that you will give to your couples or your single folks on how to stay connected without connecting?
Well, first of all, you know, an orgasm a day keeps the stress away, okay? So I recommend if you all are apart, if you and your significant other, maybe you don't live in the same state, you're not able to travel right now, maybe they're a first responder and they're putting in a lot of hours, you can always use your mobile devices that you have. Make sure, you know, it's just two of you, okay? I would say that. Otherwise, you might be doing a wonderful show for everybody. But you could do a little striptease. You could do... use little 3x5 cards. There you go. And you could do little 3x5 cards and send them little notes that way. You can also just make sure that the two of you are communicating in any fashion that you can find. Yeah, I heard what you said about snail mail. Yeah, I would love to get a card too. I would too. You know, if nothing else, slip your panties in his briefcase on the way out the door. Okay.
Right.
You know, give
him something. You know, he goes to his little conference meeting, you know.
Right. You know, when you pack his lunch, put a vibrator in there and put a note in that says, I'll be waiting on you a little bit later on this evening. It's a little stressful right now. It really is. So we have to find ways to communicate across the miles or even just within our own relationship, because some of us are at home. So date, have a date night at home. Dress up for each other. Tell the kids to go to their room, get them a pizza, put them in their room, tell them don't come out. Make sure they have everything they need. And have a date night. Enjoy yourself. Do some things that you normally would not have time to do, but you do now. So try some new things. Try some toys. Our industry was hit pretty hard because, as many of you may not be aware or may be aware, a lot of toys are made where? In China. It's been our distributors are just getting back up and running. A lot of adult stores were closed, but because I am not a brick and mortar, I am able to drop ship to anywhere in the continental U.S. of A. as long as my distributors are open, and they are open now, so I am drop shipping. That side of my business has definitely picked up. So I thank I thank all of my new clients, I think, everybody that needs a little fun time right now. But I would definitely tell people to keep communicating in any way, shape, form, or fashion that you can. It doesn't have to be so fancy as it needs to be something that is from the heart. If you can't, just get a piece of construction paper and write a note. Get a 3x5 card and write a note. Leave some sticky notes. Make a little trail and follow me to the bedroom. You can do all kinds of things in your home. If you don't have children, have sex in every room. Try that out. See how that works.
Okay. Exactly.
Utilize, like
Charlie said, they really utilize their mortgage. They got the bang for the buck for their mortgage. So, yeah.
Cook together. Read together. You know, do some things that you all haven't done. And I think the most critical thing that we really need to be doing right now is checking on our mental health and really talking to each other not at each other, but really talking to each other. And
absolutely,
like sitting side by side, having those conversations maybe that you haven't had yet, about maybe a fantasy,
mm-hmm.
you know, have a fantasy night. Just talk about a fantasy that you'd like to try. Talk about things in your relationship that you want to make stronger. So there's a lot of different things that we can be doing during this time, because I know that a lot of people are always saying, well, I don't spend much time at home. Yeah, we doing that now. So
yeah, you're doing that. So there's no excuse. There's no excuse
right.
at all. So
exactly.
Do you have to let them know, like, okay, how can they get a hold of you, buy some products from you, or if you do consultation over the phone, what can they do? How can they reach you?
Well, I am back to traveling a little bit for parties. I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago on a dry run. So home parties,
what?
I only am doing 10 people. That's it. Home parties, 10 people. If it's at a venue, depending on your state, because I do travel to the state, whatever your state agency says is allowable, which I believe in Chicago is 25. In Ohio, it's 10. So masks are mandatory. I do bring sanitizer. We do social distancing. We do practice as best we can. And we have like two or three people to the table. I bring 2 6-foot tables, so everything is kind of spread out. And then we can have just a couple of people at the table at a time to purchase. So if I have to travel, it's $100 for me to come to you. Not a problem. I set up everything and we have a great time. I even bring a game. Then if you're trying to reach me on Facebook, I'm Dara Ms. Juicy Smith, and Ms. Juicy is spelled MZJEWCEE. And if you're looking for Juicy Boutique, we are also on Facebook. We're in a group. It is a private group. Orders are done there, and it's very discreet. You do not have to worry about your business being circulated anywhere, because it is just between you and I. And just to let everyone know, I have been in the toy and lingerie business for over 30 years. And Juicy Boutique has been up and running for 7 of those 30.
Right on.
Over 30. So
right on.
I am a certified sexual health resource as well. So I just love what I do. I love what I do. And if I could help anyone keep their relationship hot, tight, and together, I would love to do that. And I, no question, we have a no judgment zone. No question is off. You know, we talk about anal, we talk about squirting, we can talk about orgasms, we can talk about lasting longer, we can talk about, you know, lubrication, we can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Have no problem with it whatsoever.
And trust me, you guys, Ms. Juicy has no filter. She's going to tell it like it is. So don't think this is a bubblegum conversation. It's very grown. So if you're asking a grown question, expect a grown answer.
Let me give them my phone number. I almost forgot. They can also reach me at 872-221-0430. I hope I gave the right number tonight. It's like,
oh.
You know how it is. You
and then
you don't dial it. They don't dial
and then,
your own number.
Right. So okay, and then as far as your social media platform, they can find you on, spell it out for them, because you know you don't want folks misspelling Juicy and they're trying to find you.
Right, exactly. I am on Instagram, I am on Facebook, I am on Twitter. And if you just type in Ms. Juicy, MZJEWCEE, that is how I spell Juicy. J is for Jewish community where I grew up, and CEE is for C-Town. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, but Chicago was my home for 5 years, okay? So
hey.
I got to give a shout-out to my shy. I can't just not. I cannot do that. Love to hear, and I still do a lot of my business in Chicago. So I come home for I come back to Chicago for Erica's events anytime that I can. And I do a lot of my business in the shop. Mm-hmm, I sure do. And so okay. Once again, that's MZ period usually, MZJEWCEE. And Tales, you might get that on some of these as well, T-A-L-E-S. But if you look for Ms. Juicy, you will find me. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you. Ms. Juicy. What's up?
Wait a minute. I almost forgot. I forgot my website. How could I forget that? Oh. That's juicytales.com. JEWCEETALES.com. Okay. You can also hit contact us on the website and you'll get a hold of me that way. There we go. Got them all in.
Yeah. Get all your information out there. All of it. Give us all of it. All right, cool. So now that we got all your information, Ms. Juicy, thank you for taking the time out to share this night with me. And it's always a pleasure speaking with you and just catching up. So, we definitely had to do like a catch up because, you know, it's been a minute.
Yes, I know. I know. Definitely. But, you know, I'm stalking you. You know, I'm stalking
you. And I'm stalking you too. I'm sitting here like counting my coins, like, what else am I going to buy? Okay, chill. Just chill. Hold on.
Yeah, tomorrow is our last day for the special that we have going on too. So if anybody wants to get in on it and come on over to Facebook, what we've got going on right now is if you order a vibrator, because it's 31 days of vibe. Yes, if you order a vibrator from Juicy Boutique, from July 1st till, or anything, it doesn't even have to be a vibrator, it can be anything that's out there right now, between, and ends tomorrow, you are automatically in a drawing for a absolutely free vibrator from Miss Juicy. And believe me, I ain't sending you nothing cheap.
Oh my goodness.
You're going to get it. Take my money.
Yeah, you're going
to. We take Cash App, PayPal, Square, Zelle. Yeah, we can take payments. Don't worry. We got you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Let me sell a bra order real quick so I can do this. Okay. I got to make some money to spend some money.
Right. There you go.
Well, thank you, Ms. Juicy. Thank you so much for, oh, my goodness, all the smiles that I have right now. So
there's some great stuff
definitely
out there. We have found some great vibrators for this month. It's pretty awesome. So
don't tempt me. I will end this broadcast right now. So anyway, let me stay focused. So let me go ahead and talk about what I need to talk about. But thank you, Ms. Juicy, for taking the time. And definitely going to check out your site so I can see what I can window shop or click buy.
All righty, ma'am. Love you. Talk to you soon, Erica.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Ms. Juicy, you guys. As you see, we definitely have some history going on, and we have done some shows together. I've modeled in her fashion shows, in her pieces, and she has been a model coordinator for my shows and a vendor as well and a commentator. So she's definitely played a big part in a couple of our Unleash Your Inhibition shows. So I'm glad that she was able to share some time with us. So real quick, you guys, before we go into tonight's topic, I am going to take a two-minute break so that way we can refill our glasses. And we're going to get right into this topic of ways to touch her without touching her. So stay tuned. Do not go anywhere. And we'll be right back. And two and two, you remember that? Two and two.
Nobody's next in between me and mommy. It's me and Mr. Jones.
Me and Mr. Jones.
Why can't
Welcome back to Unleash Radio, you guys. I hope you refilled your glass and you got some questions or you got some comments or anything. You can feel free to call in and talk to your girl. The number here is area code 516-666-9896. So again, that number is 516-666-9896. Unleash Radio. So, we need to get into this topic because, like I mentioned earlier about, you know, this whole thing with the pandemic, relationships may have shifted, hopefully for good, but I know there's been some challenges for a lot of folks who are practicing social distancing, and for those who have long distance relationships, but they want to keep the fire going. I truly understand that, you know, this is definitely a hard time for a lot of people, especially some single folks out there who are just trying to, you know, just trying to be social and just trying to have some type of life. You know, our lives are just so busy. You know, we're still working. Some of us are working from home, so you're in the house all day, all night. And oftentimes it's just much easier to find those needs. whether it's from just, you know, watching television or, you know, you just find some type of distraction. And you don't necessarily need to do all that. No. No, you don't. So we need to find out, you know, what joys can we bring to ourselves and to our partners. Because we all crave it. Don't front. Don't pretend that you don't. You do. You do. Because I do. I'm human. You know, I like attention. I like loving. I like being touched. I like feeling wanted. I like feeling desired. We need to survive, you guys. You know, this is not just some, junk food, quick satisfaction, no microwave satisfaction. You want true, in-depth, and meaningful satisfaction, however that is. And us women, we want it, and we want authentic. We want to be authentic with our lovers, and we want our lovers to be authentic with us. How do we introduce this real ecstasy and being in touch with each other and making sure that our partner understands what we need, right? So we want to stay in the present moment. You know, we don't want to try so hard. And sometimes we have all these expectations and some judgments about, you know, our relationships and how our partner is satisfying us. You need to surrender, ladies. So surrender all of that. So unleash your inhibitions. Before we start telling our partner what they need to do, think about what you need to do. So, like I said, so far, stay in the present moment. Don't try so hard and drop those expectations and your judgments. Surrender, unleash, and be more conscious and be in the present. Again, I'm saying that because that's very important. And I say this to myself as well. So I'm not a relationship expert. I'm going by my personal experience that sometimes I can be an overthinker. I'm an overthinker. I like to think things that don't even exist. I would think about it. Maybe I even worry about it because I have nothing else to do, so let me worry about it. So those are my little quirks that I always have to keep working on. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that what my method of thinking is the end-all, be-all, but I do know what works for me, and it may work for a couple of other people. So I know that I need to learn how to do all of these things and continue to be present, be in the moment. Stay in the present moment. Stay in the present moment. Keep saying that to yourself. If things are going well, then be in that moment. Don't overthink it. Don't try to find a flaw in it. Go with the flow. Now, with all that said, now let's talk about ways that our partners need to learn how to touch without touching. Kind of like a twofold topic. I wanted to first say that this is not about what our partners need to do, because it goes both ways. We need to, you know, check ourselves too sometimes. And I don't want you to feel like, you know, this is an unbalanced topic. But I do want to share a story with you. Let me get a little personal. Let me get a little personal with you. So, all right. So one night as I was relaxing on the sofa, my lover reached over to touch me. Okay. Usually I am all in, you know, but that particular moment was not going forward, going into that thought process. I turned to him and challenged him on this, but it was with adoration. It was with out of love. It was out of consideration. It wasn't fussy, but to him, hey, is it possible for you to touch me without touching me? And I know what you guys are probably thinking, like, oh, she's doing the most. There she is being a drama queen. She's trying to start some shit. But no. In fact, you know, he kind of gave me that look too, you know, whatever. But he thought not to say it because he know that I'll go into a whole other thing. You have to pick your battles. But truth be told, he really wasn't trying to kill the mood. So he understood that I was coming from a sincere place, a soft space, a vulnerable space. I wanted to have that dialogue. So with a little slow shift of movement towards me and with his little bedroom eyes that I want some, so I'm going to do this right type of eyes, he tried it. He tried it. So his hand moved towards me, and his energy was flowing, and our breathing together became more aware. Just from that, my body lit up. It was on fire. The anticipation alone turned me on, just thinking about it. So he was able to touch me without physically touching me. You get that? So physical stimulation is not the end-all, be-all when it comes to sex. Got to be open-minded. You got to have this dialogue. And I would love for anyone out there listening, if you have some thoughts about that, if you've experienced that type of dialogue with your partner, please call in and let me know, let us all know, how did it turn out? What was the reaction? What was the result to that? All of us have different things that turn, that gets us turned on. There are a whole list, right? It's a whole list of things. Things that may turn you on. Yourself. Yourself. You turn yourself on. You're turned on by your partner or someone else's partner. That's a whole different topic, isn't it? The emotional connection, the physical touch is a turn on. The energy that you exchange with that partner is a turn on. Intellectually, If you're a sapiosexual, you definitely know what that's like. The fetishes, the kink that you guys may share and experience, that's a turn on. The imagination, oh my gosh. I mean, just thinking about something, daydreaming, it just turns you on. Images, you're seeing pictures, videos, porn, those are turn on. Or smell. People can get turned on by certain smells. So those are some of the things that will turn you on. Now, speaking to you as the partner or vice versa, some of the things that you can do to touch her without touching her. First of all, treat her like the goddess that she is, okay? Do something that's special. And I mean, seriously, like special. Not just, oh, let me go ahead and rub her feet, and, oh, let me go ahead and buy her some food because I know she likes, you know, Red Lobster or something. You know, that's nice. That is nice. But really be thoughtful with intention. Do it with intention that, okay, I know that she mentioned something about she loves to write. Maybe she has a favorite writer and you found maybe a bookmark and it has her favorite writer's quote on the bookmark. Or maybe there's a certain oil that she really likes but she can't find it and you find it. And you know, those are just those simple things that she may mention, you know, maybe in passing, but take note, put it in your back pocket, you know. So another thing that I think that, and let me just clarify, when I say to do something special does not necessarily mean always buy something for that person, just a gesture. So that's just one example, but just think about what would I like to do for her, treat her as the goddess that she is. What can I do for her? Another thing is sexting. Sexting is a psychological stimulator. So those texts that you send to your lover, let's say, as like Miss Juicy was mentioning about, you know, your partner going to work, and maybe just send them a nice, you know, quick note texting them something. Now, don't be so brash and don't just think, okay, let me just go ahead and send her a dick pic. Okay, that's old. You know, she may like those. I like those. I kind of like those. But but still, I like words. So depending on who she is, what type of person she is, maybe she's not into this, the visuals of seeing a picture of your dick. She can see it any other time she wants to, whatever. Maybe she wants to read something from you saying, hey, I'm just thinking about you, thinking about your lips, or I'm thinking about the way you taste and what I want to do to you when I get off of work. Those are the words that you can say, you know, in a text. She will giggle. She's going to drop her panties wherever she is, and she's going to be thinking about you. And she's like, oh, I can't wait till 5 o'clock. Oh, my God. Those are things that you can think about doing, looking for that anticipation, just compliments. Create a sensual space. So this is touching her without touching her. Let me tell you, no woman likes to drive or travel to a man's home and his crib is a complete disaster. I you know, I don't know. Like, there's a certain vibe that happens. So she can either walk in and ignore the madness and be like, okay, I'm just trying to get it in. I just want to get it in and get out. But if you want to really touch her soul, touch her heart, put some effort into making sure you create a space for her where she feels like you put in effort to to make sure that she can walk in and she's comfortable. She does not mind taking her shoes off. She doesn't mind letting her hair down. Ooh, her good. What he got burning? Is that vanilla candles or is that sandalwood over there? What's going on? And the mood is right and, you know, the softness of the pillows. Like, now I can cuddle. Oh, he got a little chilly. Oh, he has a little blanket. Oh, okay. And we can cuddle right here in front of, you know, the fireplace or, you know, or let's Netflix and really chill. So she does not want to come in and have to walk over things that remind her of her son's bedroom, Lego blocks all over the place, gym shoes, dirty socks. And we're not going to even talk about what the bathroom needs to look like because a woman likes to feel clean. So those are the things. You want to keep a sensual space for her. Candles, music, have soft music playing, you know, whatever she's into or whatever you think would just set the mood, whether it's jazz or even some hip-hop, you know, or something that's that just got the mood going, some R&B, but tone. When she enters that space, then whatever vibe is in that space, she will feel it, and then she will respond accordingly. So keep that in mind. Another way in touching her without touching her, this is my favorite, eye gazing. Eye gazing is simply looking into your partner's eyes for 5 minutes. Don't say anything. So you're face to face and you're eye gazing for 5 minutes. And it has that moment where when you're staring into each other's eyes, feel like this, I don't know, the stronger connection is almost like a falling in love connection. It's kind of giving me chills now just thinking about it because you are really taking in your person, your lover's energy. And when you're just sitting there, taking deep breaths, looking into each other's eyes for 5 minutes or however long, without saying anything, you're almost just communicating with your eyes. So you eye flirt. You know, maybe ladies, you just do your blink, your lashes going, smile, you smile, or you smile, you're smiling, but you're looking into your partner's eyes, they're looking into your eyes without saying anything, and you will start feeling this type of connection. That's touching without touching. Sexy whispers, you know, just having that pillow talk and just saying what's on your mind, what's on your heart. Telling them how you feel and telling them about how they make you feel. Those sincere compliments help. You know, even if it's a simple thing of, damn, look how your titties just sit up like that, or your nipples, look at that ass. You know, all those things are nice. We want, you know, we're goddesses, but, you know, we are sex kittens, you know, we are lioness. We want it all, you know. Tell me again what you think of my booty. You know, all that stuff. Don't be afraid to compliment. It's fun. I mean, who hates compliments? If you hate compliments, then I'm sorry. I'm that person that will compliment you. And you just have to get over it. Give each other that sexy energy, too. If you're a playful type, then play, you know. You can do your little wrestling and tussling and pillow fight and, you know, take little nudges, all that stuff, you know. Express yourself how you want to express yourself. And let them know it's okay, you know, that, all right, you want to mess up my hair? Okay. You know, I got you. You know, and just have fun. Bring that energy. And it's sexy because now you're connecting with each other. But let me fall back on that. Touching without touching. So I'm saying this meaning that there are no sex. This is all foreplay. It's all foreplay. Now, another way to touch without touching is breath work. So this opens you back up. So when you're alone, you're meditating, you're breathing deeply, and you're really just taking in yourself. It goes the same when you're with your partner. It's just like with the eye gazing. You can interconnect those things. You can eye gaze and have deep breaths at the same time. So if you're facing each other or, you know, lying down or sitting up, try it. Just try it and see what happens. Just think about connecting to your partner using all your senses. Don't limit yourself to just, hey, you know, we're going to do some foreplay. I'm going to touch you. You're going to touch me. And that's that. No. Make it work for you, you guys. Make it work for you. Because we're in this different day and age right now where we can do some other things. And if you are in a relationship that's long distance, then you can do the same thing. You can FaceTime or video chat with your lover and just talk about some things. Let them know how they make you feel, how you make them feel, you know, all of that stuff. Just have dialogue. Always keep communication, line of communication open. So that's all I have to say about that. If you guys have any questions or you have some other, if you have some additional input, feel free to chime in at 516-666-9896. Let me know what you think about that. But those are just my little two cents. Those are my little two, touching her without touching her. Some of the things may not work for you. That's okay. But at least try. At least try. And I know, I'm trying. I'm trying my damnedest not to overthink situations and everything. But that's what's going on. That's what's going on over here, you guys. So with that said, if there are no questions, no calls, I know this was pretty much a long broadcast, but I do appreciate you guys chiming in by listening in. And there is a replay, so you can always share this link with others, let them know what's going on, and check out the other episodes as well. We are doing this show every Thursday night at 8 p.m. with different topics, with other guests, and keeping this ball rolling, you guys. If you want to stay entertained, educated, and enlightened, and unleash your inhibitions. All right? So with that said, keep loving on each other. Stay safe out there. Support your artists. Support your business owners. And I will see you next time. And check me out on Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions. Check me out on Instagram, Unleash Your Inhibitions. I am Bea. And you will also find my link tree and Unleash Your Inhibitions website. I got one of those. My goodness, I'm slipping here. I'm slipping. Check out my book, Unleash. My poetry book is on Amazon by Erica Jarvis. And the Rhinestone Bras, if you want to get bedazzled, then you can do that as well. Stay sexy always, you guys. Support your artists. Support your business owners. Charlie Pally of the Traveling Tender LLC, thank you for joining. And Miss Juicy of Juicy Boutique, thank you for joining. Make sure you check those ladies out. They got some services and products for you. You don't want to miss it. Love you guys. Stay safe. Bye.